Today's texts both come from the lectionary and offer us for discernment, not just a thought about literal songs that we sing, but also how our life can and should be a song of reverent prayer that, when sung, always points to the one who has sent us, always points to God. And how those old songs, sometimes of people-pleasing, can be even less than praiseful and much more than painful than we even realize. But before we go too far, I want to ask a real basic question. What are the types of music you all like to listen to? I'm sure it's just Christian music. I'm sure it's all hymns all day, every day. But just in case, I thought I'd open it up. So I want you all to share some of the styles of music that you like to listen to. Go ahead, Sherry. I'll try to point so that way we can all hear each other. Jazz. All right. Country. Classical. Yes. Doo-wop. Yes. Show tunes. Yes, Cheryl. The blues. Anybody over here? Another country? Got country. A check for country. Rock, yeah. Sarai? Pop music, yep. I thought you'd say that. Yes, Jim? Oldies. Those golden oldies, right? The Celtics? Oh, Celtic music. Oh. Totally. I was like, the Celtics are a team. I'm not really sure. Maybe they've got their own, like, background band in the... Yes, you do. Opera. Okay. I'll take two more. Elevator. You love elevator music? Some Muzak is really what does it for you. Okay. We'll talk about that later, Ed. That seems a little odd, but that's cool. No judgment. No judgment. I'll take one more. Hip hop. Okay. And reggae. Ooh, that's another good one. Okay, I'll take two more. Graces abound. We'll turn our attention for a second back to our scripture. But listening to this, we hear that there are lots of different sounds. Some older songs, declaratively, like oldies, are specifically saying these are songs that aren't currently being produced but have value to our lives. And there's other songs that are new and evolving styles that didn't even exist 10, 20 years ago. Our scripture says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless God's name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. This introduction to the psalm is a declaration, a divine command, a call to tell through our daily song in unique and new ways that you are here only by the grace of God. Tell it near and tell it far, that it is God alone who has saved you to this moment. It goes on to say, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among the people. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods, little g gods, all gods. For all the little g gods of the people are idols, but the Lord has made the heavens. Our life is to lift high the works and the goodness of the Lord, to set aside those tricky little g gods, those idols that can get in our way. It is God, creator and heaven of heaven alone, our very being creator that we are made in the image of, who alone deserves to be praised with our authentic being, for alone is that God in knowing our authentic purpose. It goes on to say, honor and majesty is before God. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory, do his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. With thanksgiving, we are to offer to our God the very God-given gifts as an ascription to the Lord. An ascription, to ascribe, is to set aside, acknowledge, to say with word and action, it's not mine, it is God's. It is to make claim and make acknowledge that what you see before you in all of the earth did not come from me, therefore I don't get to manipulate it or use it as I choose. What we hear, what we see in this life, what we have and who we are belong to God. That is the declaration of what we shall sing in this new song. We are not our own. The world is not ours to control. The ever new life song we are called to sing must glorify the one who has sent us. Sing to the Lord a new song. It's kind of ironic that it's an ancient song that's telling us to sing a new song. Amen? For indeed, some of our old songs are what inspire us and have gotten us to this very moment. Amen? But I invite you to see your life as a song as well, as a new song each and every day, as a unique prayer of rhythms and words, actions and deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song in how you wake up in the morning. Amen? Sing to the Lord a new song with how you greet your neighbor. Sing to the Lord a new song in how you live in each moment. New life songs reflect new contexts. They reflect that God is still alive. And as our UCC brothers, our United Church of Christ brothers name it, it reflects that God, hello B, is still speaking. Our life must be a new song. But in this age where both inside the church and outside the church, when you sing something new, you can feel a little awkward. Amen? When you sing a new song, it requires a certain openness and vulnerability. Amen? When we sing a new song, we will seem strange to people who will not understand, even when it comes from a place of truth. When we sing a new song of praise, it might very well be misunderstood by those around us. When we sing a new song, we are likely not to get every person's approval. You really like me. Just don't sing me, please. Or I'll be singing a totally different song. When we sing a new song, we are not likely to get everyone's approval. But what is even more true about what happens when we sing a new song of praising God and living for God is that in doing so, when we are guided by the Holy Spirit, when we are following in Christ, we find liberation. Amen. When we sing our authentic song, the song that only we can sing because only we have that testimony, we are undergirded by God's sustaining hope and salvation. And that feels so good. When we sing our life song, we are invited over and over to be refreshed with new vision and hope through the Holy Spirit of the opportunity for a word I mentioned before. I'm going to mention it again. It's called anamnesis. It is the ability in the moment of where you are to remember where God has been in your past. That happens when you sing to the Lord a new song that only you can sing. Our song is to be made daily, the psalmist says. In light of our unique joys and concerns, our life's composition will be dynamic because we serve a dynamic and magnificent God. Amen. We will be authentic. And in doing so, we acknowledge and give thanks for the gifts and the challenges of this life. Our song of praise is called to change and morph as the days go forward. They will change in sound and in tenor, sometimes strong, and sometimes, like the psalmist says, with trembling. When we look back on our lives and say, thank you, God, for all of it, the good days and the bad days, we are authentically singing our song. We have internalized the hope that is in God. We have internalized God's very presence in our lives and in our stories. It's not something external when you sing to God a new song. This is the great good news. This is the great good news that we sing and proclaim, that there is nothing, whether life or death or good or bad, that can separate us from the love of God. This is the great good news that we sing uniquely every day. This is the great good news that we sing each hour, each moment, and each breath. This is the great good news that only we can sing in a new song. But as I mentioned earlier, in our society, singing such songs can easily and quickly bump up against the lifeless dirges that society chooses to sing. The powers and principalities and the communities in our homes and in our places where we find ourselves are oftentimes feeling threatened when you offer this spirit-guided, God-glorifying, unsinkable hope in your new song. Amen? In other words, when we sing a life song that glorifies God, the world won't always get it. The world, our communities, our loved ones may not find that new song so pleasing. So the question for the faithful, us new life song singers, is will we continue to sing anyway? Will we continue to sing when others are not pleased that you've got that joy? People pleasing can be hard. People pleasing is real, amen? People pleasing will often cause us to lose our authentic songs and our authentic selves. Here is a somewhat comic clip of someone losing themselves for the sake of people pleasing. You turn it up, Andy? It's from Coming to America. And so the setup is he's a prince and he's looking for a bride, and this is the person who's been selected. We can't quite hear it. Do you plug it in? One second. I almost know it well enough that I can do it without... Actually, if you start it over and we can't get the sound, I'll tell you the words. What is your volume up? All right, so I'll start it over, Andy. I'll give it to you. All right, you start it over? Thanks, love. All right, so this is Prince Hakeem. He's invited this, there's been this huge reception. There's been dancing, she enters. He's like, can I have a moment with you? And she's like, whatever you like. And so there's an awkward moment. He steps aside, he pulls her into a room and asks, so, ever since I was born, I've been created to serve only you.